WTAG GCSE Business Quality Management Podcast. Hello, and welcome to the GCSE Business Study Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into quality management, a topic that's absolutely crucial for your WJE GCSE business exam. Whether you're aiming for a grade 7, 8, or 9, understanding quality management inside and out will help you secure those vital marks. Quality management isn't just about making good products, it's about building brand reputation, reducing costs, and creating competitive advantage. And examiners love to test your ability to analyze how different quality approaches suit different businesses. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's master this topic together. Let's start with the fundamentals. There are two main approaches to quality that you absolutely must be able to distinguish: quality control and quality assurance. Quality control, often abbreviated as QC, is the traditional reactive approach. Think of it as inspection-based. Products are checked at the end of the production process, and any defects are identified and rejected. It's like a teacher marking your homework after you've handed it in. The key word here is reactive. You're detecting problems after they've already happened. Quality control is cheaper to implement initially because you don't need extensive training or system changes, but it can be wasteful because defective products have already consumed time, materials, and labor. Now, quality assurance, or QA, is completely different. It's proactive and prevention-focused. Rather than inspecting at the end, quality assurance builds quality into every stage of the production process. It's about preventing mistakes from happening in the first place. This involves training employees, documenting procedures, and creating systems that ensure consistency. Think of it as a teacher giving you clear success criteria and checking your work as you go. You're far less likely to make mistakes. Quality assurance requires higher initial investment in training and culture change, but it reduces waste, improves efficiency, and builds customer trust over the long term. Here's a critical distinction that examiners look for. Quality assurance does not guarantee zero defects. Instead, it minimizes the risk of defects through systematic processes. If you write in your exam that QA guarantees perfect products, you'll lose marks. Be precise with your language. Now let's talk about total quality management, or TQM. This is the gold standard of quality approaches, and it's a philosophy that involves everyone in the organization. TQM is based on continuous improvement, often called the plan, do, check, act cycle. You plan quality standards, implement them, monitor performance, and then make improvements based on what you've learned. Then you repeat the cycle again and again. TQM requires a complete cultural shift. Every employee, from the CEO to the shop floor worker, must be committed to quality. It's expensive and time-consuming to implement, but businesses that successfully adopt TQM often see significant long-term benefits: reduced waste, higher customer satisfaction, and a strong brand reputation. Let's connect this to real business contexts. Imagine a small Welsh bakery versus a large car manufacturer like Toyota. The bakery might use quality control, checking each batch of bread before it goes on the shelf. It's quick, simple, and suits their small scale. But Toyota? They use TQM. Every worker is trained to spot problems, stop the production line if needed, and suggest improvements. This approach suits their scale, complexity, and brand positioning. And here's where you can really impress examiners. Link quality management to financial performance and marketing. High quality reduces waste, which lowers costs. It also builds brand loyalty, which means repeat customers and positive word of mouth. Quality can even become a unique selling point, a USP, that differentiates a business from competitors. Think about brands like Apple or Rolex. Their reputation for quality is central to their marketing strategy. Right, let's talk exam technique. Quality management questions often appear as explain or evaluate questions worth 6, 9, or even 12 marks. For explain questions, always define your terms first. If the question asks you to explain the benefits of quality assurance, start by defining what QA is. That secures your AO1 knowledge marks immediately. Then use the BLT structure, because leading to therefore. For example, quality assurance involves training employees to prevent defects because it builds quality into the process, leading to reduced waste and lower costs, therefore improving profit margins. For evaluate questions, you need to weigh up both sides. Don't just list advantages, acknowledge the costs and challenges too. For example, if asked whether a small business should adopt TQM, you might argue, yes, TQM could improve quality and customer satisfaction, but the high training costs and time required may be too much for a small business with limited resources. Therefore, quality assurance might be more suitable. Notice how the conclusion is justified based on the business's specific context. Here are the most common mistakes students make. Avoid these, and you'll be ahead of the pack. First, being too vague. Don't write "quality is important." Explain how it impacts costs, reputation, or competitive advantage. Second, ignoring the case study context. If the business is a service provider like a hotel, focus on customer interaction and staff training, not physical product inspection. Third, failing to acknowledge trade-offs. Quality management has costs: training, time, culture change. Examiners reward balanced analysis. And here's a top tip: check the assessment objectives. For WJXC GCSE Business, AO1 is knowledge, AO2 is application to context, and AO3 is analysis. Make sure you're not just describing quality methods. Analyze their impact on the specific business in the question. Okay, let's test your recall. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question 1. What is the key difference between quality control and quality assurance? Answer. Quality control is reactive and inspection-based, detecting defects at the end. Quality assurance is proactive and prevention-based, building quality into every stage. Question 2. Name 2 costs of implementing total quality management. Answer. Training costs for all employees and the time required to change organizational culture. Question 3. How does quality management link to marketing? Answer. High quality builds brand reputation, creates customer loyalty, and can become a unique selling point that differentiates the business from competitors. Question 4. True or false? Quality assurance guarantees zero defects. Answer. False. Quality assurance minimizes the risk of defects through systems, but cannot guarantee perfection. Brilliant work. Let's recap the essentials. Quality control is reactive inspection. Quality assurance is proactive prevention. Total quality management involves everyone and continuous improvement. Quality impacts both costs through reduced waste and marketing through brand reputation. Always define your terms, apply your knowledge to the specific business context, and evaluate both benefits and drawbacks. Remember, examiners are looking for precise knowledge, clear application, and analytical thinking. Use the BLT structure for explanations and always justify your conclusions in evaluation questions. You've got this. Keep practicing past papers, focus on case study application, and don't forget to time yourself about 1 minute per mark. Good luck with your revision, and I'll see you in the next podcast. Happy studying!